I hope you got as much of that song as I did. It just really ministered to me tonight. I think there's been a lot of challenges out there, and we just have to really remember we just surrender to the Lord, and He'll help us and guide us and as we go through. So,
Amen.
for those who are going through challenges, which is probably almost all of you, I hope that was a blessing to you in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's a special rendition with Hillsong and Lauren Daigle. Very anointed.
Man, she's got a voice.
It's wonderful to see an entire auditorium with thousands of people on their knees before the Lord. And the anointing tonight is just very, very strong. And it's breaking a lot of yokes of bondage right now. People who've been struggling with depression challenges, grief challenges, discouragement, disappointment. That's just disintegrating. It's just melting away. The anointing of God is just saturating people today that need a refreshing in any way, shape, or form. Maybe you've had a very stressful, challenged week, or had a lot on your plate. Maybe you've gone through some attacks that were very challenging. Let's just give some time to the Holy Spirit to minister to us and just raise our hands to the Lord and receive that anointing. Lord, we surrender to you, Holy Spirit. We give you full rein to do whatever you want to do tonight, Lord God, to help us, to bless us, to be with us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you and worship you. I praise you and worship you. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just ministering to us right now. And let's just spend some time in silence, just basking in this anointing. Whatever you need from the Lord, just receive from Him right now. Thank you, Lord, for healing people's hearts, physically and emotionally. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Second for me, please. We have a technical chat. I'll be right back. We have another technical challenge. Okay, there we
Wow.
go.
Praise God. So tonight we're going to talk about pray to call into existence that which does not exist. And we're all dealing through lots of challenges here, but you know, we're going to review some very well-known scriptures. We're going to dig deep. Don't let the devil say to you, I already know that. Anytime we repeat something, it's because it's important and want to get you to another level. When you peel off a layer of an onion, get to a deeper level of understanding down to the core, we also want to build you up layer by layer as you go from glory to glory, from higher to higher, as you dig deeper into the diamond mine in order to get the treasure. You know, God needs each of us to really dig into the word to learn it more. His word, it's very multifaceted, and there's so much more divine knowledge we need to learn. The more you learn about God, his word, and the kingdom of God, the closer you get to God. We realize that you need to learn more about God because he is so incredible. So let's have the mindset when we study the word of God together, okay? Now I want to encourage you to take notes, learn, and convince others. We want to do what 2 Timothy 2:15 says, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that not need be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right. So pray the non-existent in existence with the word of God. The only way to do that is with the word of God. When we pray, it has to line up with the word of God, or it's just vain. Okay. If you look at Hebrews 1, 13 to 14. Besides, to which of the angels he has ever said, sit at my right hand, associated with me in my royal dignity, till I make your enemies a stool for your feet. Are not the angels all ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? Now, angels of God can hear that the word of God is spoken out of your mouth. Key word is your mouth. It's giving the angels of God an instruction, an order through prayer that they may now complete. If they don't hear that order, they aren't going to do anything for you. Now, in military terms, the most important thing is communication. If they send out a report for XYZ to do something and they don't get it, it doesn't get done. You know, communication is so, so important. We have to speak it into being for the angels to take those instructions and operate on them, okay? Romans 4, 17. God who gives life to the dead speaks to the non-existent things as if they are already existing. That's what we're talking about here. A lot of people want the magic wand to God. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work. Sometimes it takes a lot of bit of work. And to keep standing in faith and to praying over something. Now, the bamboo seed's very, very interesting. You plant a bamboo seed, you water it and water it and water it for 5 years. After 5 years, when it finally breaks through the ground, in 5 weeks, it goes to 90 feet. It's like a 9-story building. That's how fast it grows. So don't stop doing your prayers. You're watering the word. You're getting it ready. You know, God will decide when it's going to break through. Okay. In Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. It happened immediately. He didn't say it is happening. He said there was light. The non-existent became existent as though it already existed. When you speak the word of God, you're speaking forth instantaneous happenings. Okay. With faith and patience, await its manifestation to show up like the bamboo, which grows quickly after years of germination. I used this analogy earlier in the week at the 633 groupings. You know, Joseph went from prisoner to prime minister in an hour. That's how fast that turned around for him. Okay, call before the Pharaoh, yada, yada. Oh, you're my guy. Boom, it's done. Okay. So, but you may not even see immediate manifestation of the reality. So you can grab it, touch it, hold it, see it, feel it, or observe it yet. But you must know with confidence it's already been done in the spirit realm of faith. Okay. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. Both things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Okay. When you're speaking forth the word of God, you don't see his answer right then. Note the word of God has gone to eternal realm. It's doing its job. Okay. You have to be assured of God's word is true. You bank on it. Use this example as a reminder. If you've ever ordered furniture or gone to a store or gone to a car lot and bought something, you even ordered it, they have it delivered to you. If it's not already there, you have to take it with you. It may take a couple weeks. If it's being custom made, it may take several months, but it's yours the minute you buy it. That is yours. Okay. All right. Now, what do? You go home, you tell everybody about it because you know it's coming. You know it's been bought. It's there. You know, you buy a house, same thing. You go down and sign the paperwork. You take everybody, this is my house. It's not yours until all the paperwork is signed, the deeds transferred, but the same thing does happen. It's there. Okay. You operate in faith. So use the same faith when you pray God's word over your request made to God. Okay. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So when you speak God's word that goes forth from your mouth, it shall not return to God void, without producing any effect or uselessness. But it shall accomplish what you please and purpose. It shall prosper or be fruitful in the thing which you sent it, according to Isaiah 55:11. You know, Kenneth Hagin taught, if God said it, I believe it, and it's settled. And that's how we've lived our lives since learning that years ago. Okay. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith accordingly as is written. I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Speak up. Speak God's word out and believe it in your heart first. Those of you who are new, you'll be learning to do this in Healing School 1, 2, and 3. Practice it more on School of Dominion 2. Okay. Philippians 3:17. Be imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and watch carefully those who are living this way, just as you have us as an example. I've already decreed this over every ABCer, that in the name of Jesus, I affirm and thank God that no matter what level each one is listening to me right now, new, intermediate, or advanced, teacher, trainer, preacher, every ABCer is an imitator of God and his word. When others watch us carefully, they see that each of us is living an example to follow to the Lord in Jesus' name. What would Jesus do? I want you to think about that. What would Jesus do? If you do what Jesus would do, you're going to have victory all the time. In the name of Jesus, I've also prayed and now affirmed that all our loved ones who aren't following God will be marveled at the miraculous, incredible things that are happening in ABCers' lives. To thank you, God, they will come and ask you, how can we live for Jesus too? They receive miraculous, incredible things happening in their lives as well, in Jesus' name. Every time you have a testimony, every time you have a victory, and they see that you're having victories where they're not, because you're speaking the word of God, they're going to say, I need that. And they're going to come to you. And they're going to come with open arms and open ears to hear, because they're going to see you walking in a victorious, virtuous lifestyle. Okay, so as we follow Jesus. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Romans 4:17, I believe that Abraham is our spiritual father inside of God. I want to imitate Abraham's faith and trust in God, and I believe that he gives life to the dead. I call into existence that which does not exist. In hope, beyond hope, I trust, believe in God's word, and I've used it to change my future to glorify God.
Can you lead us in that prayer now, please?
Okay. So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Abraham is our spiritual father.
Is our spiritual father.
In the sight of God.
In the sight of God.
I am. Imitating.
Imitating.
Abraham's faith.
Abraham's faith.
By trusting completely. In you, God. And I believe.
That you give life.
To the dead. I also will pray. To call into existence. That which does not exist. In hope. Beyond hope.
I trust.
Believe in.
God's word.
And I will use it. To change.
My future.
And do more.
For the kingdom of God.
Which glorifies the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so Nick and Sharon are going to do communion today. Sharon Crane.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and USP again, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
All right. I believe I'm the body, correct?
Yeah, Nick, you got the body.
All right. As I get your body close. Heavenly Father, on the night that you were betrayed, Jesus took the...
Can you speak a little louder, Nick, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and took it and gave thanks and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." Father God, thank you for this opportunity to partake of your blood. Of your body, Father God, that we have all the healing and the properties that come from taking part of your body, Lord. Everyone, take your body right now.
We agree and we're receiving Jesus' name. Thank you, Nick. That was very nice. Sharon Crane?
In the same way, after supper, Jesus also took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And because the life is in the blood, as we drink this blood of Jesus, the life of God in the blood floods every cell, organ, system, function, tissue, gland, nerve, every artery, vein, and all the empty spaces in our bodies and heads, driving out all demons, devils, and evil spirits, sickness, disease, and infirmities from us. Every harmful negative side effect, and we declare we have been set free by the blood of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. And he has washed every one of our sins away, past, present, and future, with his precious life blood. He has washed us white as snow and white as wool. And as you hung on the tree, Lord Jesus, you became accursed for us and broke the law of sin and death over us. Lord Jesus, you gifted us with your righteousness when we first believed upon you. And you reconciled us to our Father, to you and to Holy Spirit. And we declare it as it is written, that he or she whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you for the new and everlasting covenant in Jesus' name. We believe and receive and partake now of this cup of Zoe life into our bodies in loving remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We believe and receive.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Thank you. That was very lovely.
Wonderful. Spirit. Let's do 20 affirmations. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Wow. I hope you enjoyed the message tonight. We must watch our words very, very carefully. We must speak them into being and keep speaking into being. It's not vain repetition. You're using the word of God like the sword of the Spirit. And when you do it properly, that's when God in response to what you're doing here in Jesus' name. We never quit. You know, we don't quit. Those people I know who have failed are those who have quit. And the devil keeps attacking. I say, well, it's not working. Well, it's this. Well, what's that? And no, we're not quitting. We're not quitting. You know. So this is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Holy Thursday. We celebrate the Last Supper. Friday, of course, is Good Friday. We have a Good Friday service at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Try to keep it right at an hour. But we're going to honor the fact that Jesus gave us the ultimate, ultimate sacrifice. And he did it for us, loving us.
Amen.
And then, of course, Sunday, of course, is Resurrection Sunday.
Oh, and there's no GS2 advance. We'll be having the Good Friday service instead. So I hope you can all join us and invite friends too and family.
Yes. This is what it's all about. I mean, you know, I love the birthday of Christmas. It's fine. It's fun. But, you know, he got born so he could die for us. And no greater sacrifice than to give one's life up for those he loves. And he did it for us he loves. He gave us the example. Amen. Okay.
Let me mention, if I may, that the Good Friday service will be on all the platforms.
Thank you for
live streaming, like you normally do on Sunday, live streaming or YouTube, of course, and Zoom.
Thanks for reminding me of that. Appreciate that very much. Okay. All right. Meeting for next week, we're going to ask Gwen and Deborah to do that for the third.
Would that be okay with you girls?
Is that okay?
Everyone can unmute now if you want. Gwen and Deborah, would you
be able to do that? That's fine.
Okay. Gwen, the body, and Deborah, the blood. Gwen, is that okay with you?
It's good.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right. And those of you that receive something from the teaching tonight or the service, anybody want to share anything that was a blessing to you tonight?
I really like the example of the bamboo seed about the tree. I didn't know that it takes 5 years for the tree to
sprout. It takes 5 years to sprout.
You know that.
Break through the ground, and then 5 weeks to grow 90 feet.
That's
crazy. Yeah, 5 years. It comes to this little height. It looks like it's nothing's going on, you know. So the dreams and the prayers that you've been watering, it has to be watered every day, the bamboo. Mm-hmm. For 5 years, nothing's going on but dirt.
None that you could see.
Nothing
underneath,
you could see.
The root system is growing and getting stronger and getting all the nourishment that it needs to do.
5 year germination. So this lesson is don't give up. Don't give up.
Well, too often we're visual people. Oh, well, I prayed twice and I've heard this before. It didn't work. Well, pray again. Keep praying and keep praying until you get a victory. Now, let's talk about your prayers. If you're doing something wrong, that's a different story, you know, but keep praying the correct prayers to get it right.
Amen. And it grows 90 feet and it takes how long?
5 weeks.
5 weeks, 90 feet. Whew. Wow. So see, the suddenly, and I really like the analogy Pastor James said, is that Joseph of Egypt in 1 hour went from prison to prime minister. So turnaround. God has your turnaround. God has your suddenly. Let's not give up hope. Let's stand in faith that his word does work. And we're rooted and grounded in the word. We rely on it and we know it works. It doesn't matter if you don't see the manifestation yet, but in the spirit realm, things are happening. Amen. So keep doing your prayers, keep doing your affirmations, keep doing everything that you've been taught, and you will bear good fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Any other comments real quick?
We'll be 90-foot overcomers.
There you go.
I like that one.
I like that, Sharon.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. And I like those visuals, you know, to 90 feet when you see this big forest of all the bamboo, right? All of us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
All right. For those of you staying on, then Pastor Matthew Penny will be doing after service prayer tonight. And I'm making the host now, I guess. Great. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And
okay. Great. So anyway, we love you guys and you guys. Look forward to seeing you Friday night. Okay.
Friday night. God bless.
God bless. Stay on if you want prayer with Pastor Matthew and Penny. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.